How would you describe it?
It depends on, you know, you'd have to watch it and tell me what you think.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just trying to find out information. You know, I just sit down with people that have a testimony and have a story. And I'm just me. I don't like people that beat around the bush. I don't talk to people that talk about the weather and that's all they talk. I hate small talk. I hate it. I hate being on an elevator and you're there with a bunch of people and you got to make people feel like you got to talk. So they talk, oh, isn't it hot? It's like, okay, yeah, yep, it's hot.
Okay.
You know, it's like, so when I talk to people, I talk about what matters, what people care about. I talk about their greatest triumphs and some of their greatest tragedies that they've had to walk through because people want to know, how can I get through what I'm going through in my life? That's what matters. People don't care that you have a number one song. People want to know, while you have a number one song, how did you keep your marriage together? That's what they care about.
Have you ever been brought to tears on your program listening to some testimonies?
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it hard keeping your composure, knowing that you're on television? Or do you forget sometimes that you're on television when you're in?
No, I never forget that I'm taping. I never forget that, but I don't care. You know, if somebody is really, you know, hurting or they've been hurt, you know, I'll sit there, I'll cry. What am I not going to cry for? You know, if it's sad and we're having a moment, I'm going to, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
To talk about you, effort Phenomenal. What can we expect from Lexi on Phenomenal?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question. Everybody asks that question to artists, you know, what do we expect from it? What do you have on the album? You know, I really don't know how to answer that. It's just an effort that I felt was right where I am right now. The lyrics that I sang are lyrics that I completely agree with. And that's I don't know how to really answer that, but that's my best answer, and I know it's not much. But every lyric on there, I don't sing anything unless I believe it.
Okay, that's a good answer. Where
are
you?
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you think so.
Yeah,
you know?
Here's a follow-up question. Where are you right now?
You know, just like I said before, I'm over it. I'm just not on... You know, just the little stuff and you know, I just don't care about stuff that doesn't matter. I want to talk about stuff that does matter because I see so many hurting people all the time. And, you know, everybody, you know, I see there's a coworker that is going through right now in his marriage. And then I have another coworker that's really going through about something else. And then I go to church and I see that people are hurting and I know that I've been hurt. I know what I've had to go through, losing my husband and taking care of him while he fought cancer. I mean, these are serious issues, and we're sitting up there in church while you talk about your house and your jet, sir? Really? Or you're trying to shout to people because you've got some hip-hop message and it's got this little twerk to it that you put to the Word of God, and it sounds really good, but really nobody's getting help? I'm over it. I'm over it. Because there's too many people that's hurting. That's where I am.
Is it important as an interviewer to feel that pain from a person you're interviewing?
Is it important to feel the pain?
Is it important or is it easy for you to feel the pain? Because it seems like it's easier for you to feel the pain because you've been there.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was interviewing Toni Braxton's mom, Evelyn Braxton, last season, and it's on YouTube, and when she was talking about going through when her husband, you know, just didn't want her anymore and how that made her feel self-esteem-wise, I mean, all of us, if you're over the age of 30, I mean, my God, I'm sure you've had your heart broken at one point in time that you can honestly remember. I mean, my God, there are like a gazillion love songs that have been written, you know, for people that have had broken hearts. And so when she was describing it, oh, my God, she got so deep that I just, woo, she took me with her. She painted that picture, baby. talking about her life and how it spiraled out of control. She's an R&B singer. It just, yeah. Yeah, it's deep.
You ever had any, I don't know whether you can answer this question or not, but you ever had anyone that you interviewed you wish you hadn't?
That I wish I had not?
Right.
Yes, absolutely. And I didn't air it.
Oh, okay.
Tyrese Gibson.
He was very difficult?
He was a jerk, yeah. He was an absolute Hollywood, spoiled rotten jerk. And I wanted that interview so, so bad. I wanted that interview so bad. I mean, and I was so surprised that I got it. I was so happy. Could you imagine, you know, on that big screen and Transformers and Baby Boy and not to mention he's fine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I got a chance to interview him. As soon as he walked in the room, he was not a nice person. It was real Hollywood. It was real over the top. He was cussing, and I was like, dude, oh, my God.
Did he know what kind of show he was coming to?
Yeah, he didn't care.
Wow.
It's not the cussing that I was so over-offended by. I'm not offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not offended by that at all. It was just the fact that he just had no regard for anything. The moment he came in the door, I didn't even get a chance to say hi. And he was like, yeah.
Wow.
And just cussed right then. I'm like, what? What? That's the way he says hello, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
It's just disrespectful. And he just went on from there. It just got worse. I mean, how's this lighting? I mean, where's this lighting? I mean, y'all gonna get this lighting together? I mean, I see a shadow on her face talking to my cameraman. And then my cameraman was looking at me like, hey, yo, we from Detroit. We don't know this dude. We don't care about this Hollywood stuff. We from the 313. We will hit him right in his mouth. We don't care nothing about what he's talking about.
I know that's right.
And so it was just disrespectful. And I never aired it.
That's good you didn't.
Yeah. Because it doesn't mean that much to me, HJ. It really doesn't.
Yeah. As we wrap things up,
mm-hmm.
Who are some of your most memorable interviews that you just really enjoyed interviewing?
Oh, my gosh. I love Kim Burrell.
Okay.
Because she's open and she was so honest about, and I love that. You gotta love that. People who are open and honest, you gotta love that. And it made for a great interview. Carlton Pearson, again, another open and honest. Tony, I don't know. I there's so many. The Satanist that I interviewed last season.
Mm-hmm.
O.C. Allen. He was great. It's just a bunch. I mean, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Well, Lexi, it has been a pleasure. And
thank you.
You're welcome. We wish nothing but continued success.
And thank you.
With your phenomenal, which will
thank
be
you.
Out. Also, with your program, The Lexi Show, on the Word Network. And also,
thank you.
You do some syndicated work or some work with Yolanda Adams?
Yes. I do. I am her entertainment correspondent.
Okay.
For the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. So, yeah, I keep
Lexi,
everybody abreast on what's
Lexi,
going on.
When do you sleep?
I do. I sleep well, too. I go to bed early, as a matter of fact, HJ. I really do. I go to bed early. I get my rest because I got to be at the gym early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it in. Plus, I run my own business, and so I do that. And it's a lot.
Hey, Lexi, it has been a pleasure, and I can truly say, here's another pun, Lexi. You are a phenomenal woman.
Thank you. That is so funny. Thank you so much. I really do. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It is our guest, Lexi. New project coming out called Phenomenal. Also, you can get her on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, entertainment correspondent. Well, she has her show, The Lexi Show, on the Word Network. Just signed with Malico Records. Lexi, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, AJ. I appreciate it. And for people to keep up with me, all they have to do is go to foreverlexi.com. That's foreverlexi.com. And don't forget, go to iTunes or Amazon.com and buy my single, Burn It All Down.
Get that single, Burn It All Down.
Yes.
Lexi, it's been a pleasure. Our guest on Star 1310 AM.